My beer is child light.
I don't want children. My decision is not for physical or political reasons, or because I had a rotten childhood. It's simply a personal decision. I refer to myself as child-free. If I call myself childless, it suggests I'm missing something, like a limb. On the contrary, I feel quite intact. Well-meaning people have made what I consider dumb comments in regards to my choice. One woman said, "Don't you want to leave behind a little piece of yourself?" She asked this while struggling to hold a red-faced, squealing toddler in her arms. Not really, I said as her son kicked her in the shins. Her face melded to a mix of grin and grimace. I'm not geared for this kind of commitment. When Paul and I are out for coffee, I order a to-go cup, even if we plan to stay. What if I want to finish it later? Or what if I want to leave? It's obvious I'm not a fan of long-term leases or any events that map out my future. My biological clock must be set on perpetual snooze, because countless women have told me there's no turning off that shrill buzzer. But I've never heard mine. If I were a brand of beer, I'd be child light. The other dumb comment I hear is, "Won't you regret not having children when you're old?" I liken this to being born with one eye and then asked if I missed the second. How do I know? Since I've never had the urge to reproduce, it's tough to regret what I've yet to miss. The subject of children comes down to choice and circumstances. Perhaps if Paul and I could put down deeper roots instead of always wanting to move or travel, I might have been more enthusiastic. And I'd probably be a decent mother if the wonderful relationship I've shared with my own mom is any indication. For example, I'd pass on sage advice to a son. "Don't run with that stick. What are you trying to do, poke out your eye? You'll miss that eye when you're old." Or to a teenage daughter, "You need a bra under that top. It's so transparent I can see what you're thinking." Perhaps I'm channeling my own mother here. It's easier to compare apples to apples, or babies to cats. We had cats for years, and I was absurdly maternal in regards to the well-being. I lost sleep, wept buckets, and altered trip plans over our four-legged friends. Paul once chose a house,
because the cats will love the screened-in porch and balcony.
But not everyone wants cats. His comment is the most realistic yet.
"If we have a kid, it'll be the baby, the cat, and then me. I'll come third."
Is that an alarm clock I hear in the distance? Nope. It's only the buzzer on my dryer. I might not have any children, but I still have plenty of laundry.
So go forth and multiply.